You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. And today, oh my goodness, what a joy. What a joy when my friend just popped on this video right now. First of all, she's a little Broadway vet. You could have seen her in Hamilton on Broadway covering the Schuyler sisters or Les Mis on Broadway starring as Eponine. I know her from the beautiful tour as Janelle Woods, slaying as Janelle Woods. And I believe she was playing Eliza in the Hamilton tour. And I cannot wait to ask all the questions. Welcome, Erin Clemens.
Thank you. It's good to be here and see your face.
Hi. Girl, it is so good to see you. How long did we work together on the beautiful tour? What do you think?
Oh my God, it wasn't that long.
6 months.
It might have been I don't even know, 6 months, maybe. Because I came in December and I feel like you left pretty quickly.
You came in December?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I left in March or May or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, when you came on the road, I remember we all know who the new people are going to be before they get to the show. And I remember Erin, who's Erin? Everyone's who's Erin? Who's Erin? They're oh my goodness, she's done Broadway. She's great, blah, 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 blah. And also it's she knows what she's doing, which you absolutely did. You came in and I had this view of you as this very serious actor who you're married, all of these things. And your first week on the road, I kind of saw that you are serious and very into your craft and all the things. And it wasn't more than a week. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the silliest girl I've ever met in my life.
That brings me so much joy.
Erin, truly, you are nuts. You are so fun. You are so fun.
Thank you. I am a weirdo.
You know what? You are, but in the best way. I feel I'm always the only weird one around, and it's nice to have somebody who is freaking good at what they do, who doesn't take themselves too seriously, has such a great sense of humor. That is you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So you have always had the most beautiful curls, and to have such a good starting point of what I remember, and I say good as in healthy, your embrace, healthy curls. The last time I have seen you, they were even longer and curlier and more healthy. What are you doing? I need to know, what are you doing?
Well, here's the thing with my curly hair. So when I joined Beautiful, I had actually been straightening it again. I've had two phases of, the straight hair and into the curly. So I had embraced it for a while. And then when I joined Beautiful, I was sort of straightening it again and had it cut short. And then one day in a rehearsal, I was I'm gonna wear it curly again. So it was definitely a lot wavier then. And now I just wear it curly all the time, which I feel inherently makes it healthier. And I use,
right,
you're always finding a slew of products to slather on. But yeah. I neglect my hair a lot too. You see this bun I'm wearing right now.
But also, we're in a pandemic, and as curly girls, every day is not hair out day.
No, it's no. Just a lot. I don't know. I'm exhausted. It's exhausting.
It's exactly I think that embracing my curls has been fun, But I'm realizing, like, I'm looking at these YouTubers and these Instagram girls. I'm like, they're taking photos on their good hair days. They're taking photos on, like, their best wash and go day. It's not an everyday, for at least not for the people who I've talked to. It's, you've got a protective style in. It's in a bun. It's wrapped up. It's out of sight.
Right, right. Like, you can't do it every day because it's not even good for your hair to me.
Right.
You know, to, like,
diffuse the days that I wear my hair just, like, out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The days that I wear my hair just, like, out, by the end of the day, it's dry. Like, my hair is pretty dry right now. Like, I went in and did, like, the front of my curls, but, like, it's time to moisturize.
she looks good from here.
Thank you. It's just the lighting, I think, and I'm in the corner. So when you do your curls, what are you using these days?
Okay, these days I am using the Wiudad Climate Control Gel, okay? And then what do I put on it before that, though? It's also Wiudad. It's like their curl cream, and I put that on first. And then the gel, but just like a little bit of gel, because I don't like a crunchy look. I'm not a crunchy girl. So right. I want it to feel like a little bit frizzy, so I don't put too much gel in it.
Right. So you're using Wiudad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've tried Diva Curl before, and I like some of their stuff, but I like Wiudad better.
I have never used Wiudad, and so I'm excited. I'm excited. Like, have you gotten a Wiudad cut? Like, tell me things.
No, actually, who? On tour with, what was it? Hamilton, I guess. The last tour that I did. I got a Diva cut. And it didn't go well.
Have you ever had a Wiudad cut?
No, I've never had a Wiudad cut. Last year on tour, I had a tragic Diva Curl cut, but I don't think it was because of the Diva Curl cut. I think it was because of the person giving the cut.
A tragic? What happened?
Well, when I say tragic, you'll understand as a curly girl that she took a lot of inches off when I asked for a trim.
Okay, great.
Yep. And so, like, to everyone else, like, probably not tragic at all. But, like, to me, I was like, you just cut, like, 2 years worth of growth off my hair.
Oh, my gosh. That is tragic.
It was very tragic. My mom came into the salon as I was drying under the dryer, and she was like, oh, what happened?
Oh, my gosh.
And of course, like, now I'm okay, but I cried. I cried like a big old baby.
I just feel like, how did that happen? Diva Chantalans are Diva Cut. Like, they're known for giving great curly girl cuts. How the freak did she mess that up?
I don't know. I think she just cut too much. It was like, I didn't ask for that. And then it was just gone. And I don't know about you, but dang, like, it, the back of my hair grows faster and it's looser hair than the hair on the top. And she cut the top.
Me too.
Short. Yeah. So, like, now it's, like, so exaggerated. Like, this is so short and, like, the bottom just keeps growing.
Not like a mullet.
Curly mullet. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, like, I bet you pull it off really well. Yeah. I'm going to need some updated photos so that I can see. I absolutely tried to stalk you on Instagram and you, I didn't see it. Did you disable your Instagram?
I did recently. I got rid of my Instagram just for my.
Dang it. How are we supposed to stalk you?
I'll be back. You can still find me. Eventually.
I mean, honestly, I totally commend you because I've been so addicted to my phone lately, like addicted. I know. And it's my screen time is out of control. And now I feel like I'm sucked into the Instagram game. So it's like, mm-hmm. I can't not be on it.
I know. It really is addicting. That's why I had to get off. I was like, I'm spending all day looking at this. And it's not healthy.
All day.
All day. Because what else are you doing?
It's like a part-time job checking your social media accounts.
Yes. Yes. And I had such anxiety.
Have you seen The Social Dilemma?
Yes. Oh. I did watch that, but I fell asleep watching it, so I didn't see the whole thing.
Girl, it's terrifying.
Oh, no. The first part I watched was scary.
Yeah, like the people who invented the stuff, they don't use it. They don't give it to their kids because they know how unproductive their kids will be if they have it. Mm. The people who are making it. So it's like
terrible and scary.
And yeah, no. Scary. We're going to cut for a short ad break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay, but I want to get back into what you're using. So you hated the Diva Cut. Was that your only time that you had a Diva Cut?
Yes. Yes. Before that, I had had... I probably had had a Wiudad cut because the lady who cut my hair here in New York, Anna Daniels, she had worked at Wiudad and now she like has her own place. So she had cut my hair a few times.
Okay.
Yeah.
She probably was using the Wiudad technique. Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to know, while you were in Hamilton, and I might be mixing up the shows, but I remember like a few of the girls, like everybody's curls were thriving. And I heard that everyone was going to the same person. Was that, did you guys all go to the same person? Like, is that the girl who you just mentioned?
Yes. Yes. So I don't know if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Mandy Gonzalez who was going to her first. I'm pretty sure. And then Tanari Vasquez and Sasha Hollinger were going there. So then I was like, who's doing y'all's hair? Because all three of y'all's hair looks amazing. So I was like, let me try it out. And she was fantastic.
Okay. What's her name again?
Anna Daniels.
Anna. Literally, I'm like, shoot, I want to go. Mm-hmm. Anna Daniels. And she has her own shop now?
Yes. And last time I went to her, which was quite a while ago now, because I'm traumatized by haircuts at this moment. She was creating her own product line. So that may be out now. I don't even know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth looking into. I'm like, because I remember when I was like, dang, Aaron's curls are popping. Like, they looked pretty when I first met you, but like, they were popping. I'm like, who are y'all going to? Because that beautiful, we were all going to this guy, Joseph. We were like, we're all going to the same person. I'm like,
oh, who's he? I don't know of him.
It's this white boy over in like Madison Square area. Like, he's Curls on Fifth. That's what his shop is called.
Oh.
And like, he used to do it. Yeah. And he's fantastic. And I didn't know he was a white guy or else I might have been a little nervous to go to him. But he's great. Like, One of the girls, her curls are like so textured, so thick. And she walked into the dressing room looking the bomb.
Oh my God.
With the most defined curls I've ever seen. I said, who did you go to? That's where I'm about to go.
Exactly. I feel like that's what we have to do as curly girls, because cuts are terrifying when you have curly hair.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's like, you never know.
You never freaking know. I have not gotten my hair cut for a long time. Because it's just, if you mess it up, it takes so long. I feel like even if your hair grows as a curly girl, it takes a long time before it looks like it has grown.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Cutting off like, a little bit.
Right, right. Because I feel like the dead ends are sometimes like longer and stragglier. So then it's like when they cut it, it's like the curl is coilier. So then it looks like it takes longer to come back.
Yes. Yeah. And like the weight of it, it's just like the science and the like of our hair is so... It's like it defies logic, and a little bit goes a long way. Like I cut my bangs once and it was like, I only cut a little bit and it made a difference. It was horrible. It didn't look good.
Oh my God.
So what I want to know, Erin, is like, can you tell me about your natural hair journey? Like from when you were little, like, are you mixed? Are you all black? Like what, like in... Oh, just tell me all the things from when you were little.
Yeah. Girls. Okay. So I'm half black and half white. My mom's white. My dad's black. And when I was little, my mom did learn how to do my hair, even in the 90s when there was no hair products for us. My mom had my hair looking good.
So oh.
Go mom.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Go mom.
Yes. So that was good. And I grew up in Oklahoma, though. So, you know, throughout grade school, when you're, like, still confident in yourself and, like, you're a kid, you're like, oh, yeah, like, I have curly hair. It's great. And then, like, junior high.
You're still confident in yourself. Right? Before you learn that, like, yes. You're like, oh, yeah. Before you start doubting. Oh, my gosh. Go on. Exactly. I'm sorry for cutting you
exactly.
off.
Exactly. No. So then it's like in middle school, you become conscious of like boys and like what they think or girls, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so there's like a standard of beauty. So the standard of beauty where I'm from and really, you know, in America is probably a white woman with straight hair. So that's what I thought was beautiful. So I started straightening my hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I
And your mom was white.
Exactly. So my, what is it called? Role model is a white woman, my mom. So, and my grandma,
right.
my dad's mom, she wore a wig, a straight wig. So like, there's no one around me wearing their hair curly. And, you know, that wasn't really a thing on TV or anything either back then. So I do remember one time in grade school, two girls from Hawaii came to my school and I was so excited because their names were Ebony and Alicia and they both had curly hair just like mine. And I went home like screaming to my mom that two girls had come with curly hair. And I was so happy. I was so happy because there weren't that many mixed people when I was little, like around. So it was really exciting. But anyway, the hair got straight in middle school. And then it became the journey of like, I will never wear my hair curly again. Like, I don't want to be caught dead with the hair curly. Like, if I have to get in a pool, I'm like mad and it's going straight up.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I definitely did not like it as a teenager. And it wasn't until probably my first year of college, like maybe a little after, maybe that summer, that I started working at a regional theater called Music Theater Wichita. And, you know,
girl, that's the bomb of a regional theater. You're like, it's called, y'all, if you don't know what Wichita is, you need to get with it. Like, that's bomb.
Yeah. So, you start working around people in the arts and like people who do theater and stuff. And you're like, oh, like maybe I should like embrace myself. So I started wearing my hair curly then. And I sort of would like go back and forth in college, you know, straightening it and keeping it curly. And then once I got to New York, I was like, there are lots of women here with their hair curly and out.
Right?
What? Yes. I was so excited. And I was like, I'm going to wear my hair curly because it looks better than these dried off, crusty flakes of straight hair that are breaking off every day.
Yeah. Yes.
It's awful. Yeah. Yeah. So that's sort of short journey.
We'll be right back right after the break. I feel, and some of the other women who I've had on here, we've all said kind of the same thing. It's like being in New York, it feels like, let me wear my hair out, because that is the thing that makes you cool, is how your hair grows out of your head. What do you actually look like?
Yep.
It's so different, you know? Like, and so I don't think I've ever been to Oklahoma. I know I can speak on California, like, but that is interesting. But we both have the same experience getting to New York, being like, what is this place? Like,
I know. And I also feel like, it's not just like the coming from Oklahoma or from California. It's also just like it's become more fashionable, like in recent years. Like,
and it's making its way into TV. And when we see it, those are our role models. Like, they are making it, like, not normalizing it, but kind of like you can be a lead in a big TV show with natural hair.
Yes. Because I'm just trying to think, like, who would have been those role models when we were little? Like, I don't know. I can't think of one.
I'm watching Sister right now, like the reruns on Netflix. Oh, and
true.
I have a feeling they're going to start straightening their hair. But in the first two seasons, the girls, Tia and Tamara, they wear their hair curly. And so, but I'm not sure if I can think of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who else would be our curly hair? Everyone straightened on TV.
I know. I don't remember any, honestly. I didn't even remember that they wore their hair curly.
Yeah, but like when they were little on the show.
Oh, yeah. Like when it's still cute.
Yeah. I want to commend your mom for being a white woman and being like, I'm about to bring a black baby to this earth. Mm-hmm. Let me do my research.
Yes. And my mom is from like small town, rural Oklahoma, and grew up with like absolutely no black people. So it's pretty awesome. She's pretty cool.
How did she even do the research? Like, YouTube was like,
I don't even know. She must have asked people. I don't know. I need to ask her. I should ask.
Please do. Cause that's freaking bomb. Like, yeah, even in black families, it's like, what do we do with this curly head of hair?
Exactly.
Like, we don't, like, you know, it's like, so you said you're in New York right now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been here this whole pandemic?
No, I was in Oklahoma, like, right when the pandemic started, or, like, a little bit after, into, like, mid-August, and then we came back here.
Who's we? Unless if you don't.
Oh, sorry. My husband, Colin.
Colin! How's Colin?
He's good. He's teaching and like half virtually, half at school. So it's wild. It's wild times with COVID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Wild times. And also just like all of the things. And how are you doing like as a biracial woman? In New York and even going to Oklahoma, like during all everything that's going on. Like, how have you been? How is it for you?
Oh, man. If I'm being honest, every hour is different. Honestly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Some hours and days are really good and some days are really hard. Honestly, you have a lot of cries. You try to find the joy in every day, like somehow. And, you know, try to find outlets. Like I've been teaching or facilitating a class at my acting studio and like doing your podcast and like random things that friends ask me to do. So that's been keeping me sane.
Wait, what acting studio?
Oh, so I have been going to Jen Waldman's studio, I think for about 7 years now. And she's awesome. If you ever want to take acting with her, or now she's offering a lot of things virtually. But yeah, so nice. I've taken there forever. And then she asked me to help facilitate a class called 4C, which is color conscious character creation for theater. So it's really fun.
That's bomb, Erin.
It's really fun.
That's awesome. And you sent me an email earlier. It was something about what is reach out?
Yes. So this lady, Carly Valancy, who actually was a JWSer as well. She went to the acting studio. She read the book Reach Out by Molly Beck, I think last year sometime, and did like reach outs every day for a year. And basically like her life was changed by this. So she created a business called Reach Out Party with the author of the book, Molly Beck. And now they host a reach out party where they have a cohort of people who join and reach out to a new person every day. And basically they're like all these different kinds of reach outs. Like you can give them a gift of like a song or like ask them for something or just give gratitude for what they've meant to you. Like it's a really cool concept. So it's been awesome.
So you're a part of that.
Yes. I did it for this last month. She's had like 4 cohorts, but I just did this past one and it was great.
Okay. So I'm thinking of signing up, but at the very end of the registration, it asked to pay a little something. What do you get with that? What's in that?
The scholarship or the pay?
Oh. I would have to pay.
Yeah, what? So you pay for the reach out party. So basically it's just like accountability basically. If that makes sense. Yeah. And she gives you like information on how to conduct like good reach outs to like get responses from people that you may not know, things like that. Like it's extra information.
I think that's awesome. Like, because you're putting out so much like positive energy, just mm-hmm. It really does make a difference when you do even like something small, whether you do it something small or something big, singing a song or just sending a text of somebody who you haven't talked to. Like that makes a difference when somebody does that to me.
Yes.
Like I can only imagine if you're actively doing that, how much that will affect you. Like,
yes, absolutely.
In a good way.
It even like I ended up reaching out to a friend of mine from college who I hadn't talked to in a while. And we like, you know, rekindled our friendship. So that was like, I wouldn't have done that without the reach out party. Like it gives you that like bravery to just be like, just do it. Just like rip the Band-Aid, say the uncomfortable thing, say the vulnerable thing, like just do it.
Dang, I love that. And I love you so much. I'm going to wrap up. Like, I'm so thankful that you would come on here. Oh, before I let you go, if you know the answer to this, it's okay if you don't. What is your curl type?
Four. I always want to say 4C, but I don't know if that's true.
Okay, 4B.
I don't know.
Good question. Need to get one of those charts so that we can like look at it and be like, this is what it is. Like, yeah. I thought I was a 3C for so long, but I might also be 4A. It's like kind of complicated.
Well, I also feel like there are different places on my head that might be different.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And one last thing. What is something that's keeping you going other than reach out? Because that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. That you're grateful for, that you're like, you know what? 2020, you suck. But thank God for this.
I have to say my acting studio has been keeping me going. And I don't even mean the acting classes. I just mean the people that are involved with it, because they have been like such a place to stay creative and a place to commiserate and, you know, just like have community during this, which I feel like has been super important. So that's honestly keeping me going.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm like, did I get everything? Blah, 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 blah. Yes. All right. Thank you so much. I thank love you, so Erin.
I love you too. Thank Yay. You for having me.
Thank you for sharing your spirit. All right. See you later, girl.
Bye.
I love and miss Erin so much. Please follow her on Instagram at Erin Clemens or go to her website, erinelizabethclemens.com. Give her some love. I just love her infectious spirit. Y'all, shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD, sung by yours truly. Shout out to London Baskerville for editing this episode. Thank you so much, London. You guys, thank you for listening to this podcast and for supporting. If you haven't already, please rate us here. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, leave us a little review. Like, just take a second. It would mean so much. Follow us on Patreon. I drop the episodes there early every week. Thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying. And if you ever are wondering something or want to know something or want to ask me something or tell me something, honey, slip into my DMs on Instagram at Salisha Thomas and tell me that you're listening here and what you want to know. So I'll be there for you. Thanks for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and see you next week, my friend.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.